This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Rioting erupted Wednesday in Zimbabwe's capital as opposition supporters clashed with police and army troops over delays in announcing the results from its presidential election. VOA's Anita Powell has more.
Soldiers and police fired live rounds at opposition protesters in Zimbabwe's capital Wednesday as the nation waited for the results of a pivotal general election, the first in 38 years without former leader Robert Mugabe on the ballot. At least two people were shot dead. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
The EU observer mission in Zimbabwe expressed serious concerns as representatives of Western and other groups have their first assessments of whether the vote was free and fair. The mission said a truly level playing field was not achieved in the election, pointing out the misuse of state resources, instances of coercion and intimidation, partisan behavior by traditional leaders, and overt bias in state media. A repatriation ceremony was held in South Korea for presumed U.S. service members from the Korean War. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
It's the beginning of the journey home. North Korea handed over the remains in 55 boxes last week. The commander of U.S. forces in the region, General Vincent Brooks, says this is a solemn reminder.
But our work is not complete.
About 7,700 U.S. soldiers are listed as missing from the Korean War. I'm Ed Donahue.
As President Trump's former campaign chairman's trial began its second day, the president called for an end to a special counsel's probe of Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. The political consulting work that Paul Manafort did to earn $60 million for pro-Russian politicians in Ukraine is expected to take a central spotlight in the testimony. Manafort has pleaded not guilty. This is VOA News. Mali's defense ministry says at least four soldiers have been killed in an attack by armed men in the central Ségou region. The defense minister says the gunmen ambushed the convoy on Tuesday. No group has claimed responsibility, but the attack is similar to others by al-Qaeda-linked extremists in Mali's central region. Extremist groups linked to al-Qaeda and the Islamic State organization roam in Mali's north and center. They have been targeting Malian and French troops and other high-profile targets, including the headquarters of a new regional counter-terror force. The Trump administration is facing criticism that it does not have a clear national strategy to protect the upcoming midterm elections. The AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
Intelligence officials have been warning that Russia continues to try to interfere with U.S. election systems. But critics say the White House has no clear strategy to protect the country during balloting this fall and beyond. Both Democrats and Republicans say the administration's response has been fragmented without enough federal coordination. And with the midterms just 3 months away, critics are calling on President Trump to take a stronger stance on an issue vital to American democracy. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Passengers are expressing gratitude to be alive after an airliner crashed in Mexico. Passenger Alberto Herrera told NBC's Today show, it's hard to believe everyone on the plane survived the crash.
It's kind of a miracle that we all made it. So it's just a blessing that I'm here to kind of tell a story, I guess, the next day.
The governor of Mexico's Durango state says a gust of wind hit the plane as it was taking off, forcing the pilot to abort. Congo's former vice president Jean-Pierre Bemba returned to the country Wednesday to register as a presidential candidate in December's long-delayed election. It comes more than a decade after his arrest in Belgium, which led to a trial at the International Criminal Court over war crimes. At least four new cases of Ebola virus have emerged in Congo's northeast just a week after an outbreak in the northwest was declared over from the country's health ministry. The ministry also said there was no indication that the two outbreaks, which are separated by 2,500 kilometers, are related. Police said thieves in Sweden walked into a small town's medieval cathedral in broad daylight Tuesday and made off with a priceless crown jewels dating back to the early 1600s before escaping by speedboat. Tom Roswell saw the robbery taking place.
The two men hurriedly jumped on board, and it sped off in that direction over that way.
The thieves snatched two gold crowns and an orb made for King Carl IX and Queen Christina. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.